This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's Thursday, May 16th, 2019. I'm Alex Jones. President Trump is going to lose in 2020 big time unless he takes action on four critical areas immediately. After this important report from Mark Dice, I'll lay it all out when we kick off the second segment of this live transmission. But first, Trump is starting to make some major progress on one of the big fronts, and that's censorship. Here's Mark Dice.
Well, the good news is the White House just released a new tool for people to submit detailed reports about being censored on social media, including what the post was about and what platform it was on. But the bad news is, at least as of now, there is no direct link to the form on the White House official website. Hopefully that'll change very soon, and I'm going to tweet to Dan Scavino, the White House social media manager, and let him know that the main page is missing a link to the form. So for now, if you go to whitehouse.gov/tech-bias, it'll take you to this page, which reads, social media platforms should advance freedom of speech, yet too many Americans have seen their accounts suspended, banned, or fraudulently reported for unclear, quote, violations of user policies. No matter your views, if you suspect political bias caused such an action to be taken against you, share your story with President Trump. It then takes you to a page where you can fill out your personal details and explain what happened, and best of all, submit screenshots that the social media company sent to you about the particular post that was banned or the account that they took down. Well, as soon as I'm done recording this video, I think I'm going to have to let the president know that Instagram censored this Jussie Smollett Scooby-Doo meme about who was really behind the supposed crime. Good thing I saved the screenshot of the notification they sent me, too, telling me my post had been deleted because it was bullying Jussie Smollett. It was bullying him. And look at this, in the notifications that Instagram sends you when they take down your posts, they actually blur the very post in the notification. But if you just look closely at it, you can obviously tell that's the post that it was. I'm also going to have to let them know that Facebook suspended me for a week after I criticized the Dove Soap Company's commercial featuring real moms when they included a transgender woman in the ad with her new baby, and she identified as the child's mom.
We are both his biological parents.
You get people that are like, what do you mean you're the mom? We're like, we're both going to be moms.
Yes, just saying that it's abnormal that this biological man who identifies as a woman also identifies as his new baby's mother is considered to be hate speech on Facebook. I'm sorry, but you're not that poor baby's mother. 2 + 2 does not equal 5. I don't care what the big tech companies say or what the Supreme Court has ruled. You can't tell me what to think. Oh, and then there was the time Twitter suspended me for calling Kevin Spacey a scumbag and telling him to go to hell. That was bullying a poor gay man. And speaking of censorship, YouTube did remove the video of the 14-year-old child prodigy Soph from her channel, where she dressed up as a Muslim and denounced political correctness and social justice warriors. This video has been removed for violating YouTube's policy on hate speech. The video had been up on her channel, I think, for several weeks and had about 250,000 views until BuzzFeed's Joe Bernstein, a social media hall monitor, published this article calling for her to be banned from YouTube. On his Twitter feed, he says, I've been covering this stuff for a while now, and Soph's videos are among the most shocking things that I've ever seen. I don't think you can watch this stuff without concluding there's a moral crisis at YouTube. The good news is Soph is approaching 1 million subscribers because of all the new publicity. The bad news is I think she's locked out of her account for 2 weeks because of the strikes, and who knows how much longer YouTube will even allow her to have a channel. They don't want a 14-year-old child prodigy who denounces political correctness, feminism, and censorship on social media to have a voice on social media. Meanwhile, the liberal media, like the New York Times and Good Morning America, are celebrating the 11-year-old drag kid, an 11-year-old boy whose parents dress him up in drag and take him to gay bars where he does simulated strip teases while men throw dollar bills at him. I'm not going to show you that video because it's beyond horrifying, but here he is on Good Morning America being celebrated for being amazing. And while YouTube recently disabled the comments on all kids' videos because a bunch of pedos were hanging out in the comments section, of course, they still allow the comment section to be active on Desmond is Amazing's channel.
All right, great job, Mark Dice. Full report up on InfoWars.com and, of course, MarkDice.com. Get ready when we come back. If Trump doesn't do four things, he's going to lose in 2020, and so are we big time, stalling our populist global revolution.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if they were planned in motion. It just pancaked.
I took the baby out of incubators. My children used to die on the couch.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This was in the high level.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Breaking news out of Silicon Valley. Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous
people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger is my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people? Or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery services aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups course, if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They're becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies, you are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the Internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
What an exciting time to be alive, my friends. Thursday, May 16th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours live broadcasting worldwide. And, of course, Owen Schroyer with the War Room is coming up right after that. David Knight is here weekday mornings from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. right before I go live. We are live on this Thursday Global Edition. Well, if you go to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, every day when the show goes live, we post an article that has a live video and audio feed in it that really encapsulates what the top story, at least at the start of the show, is. And that is the fact that President Trump is going to lose in 2020 if he doesn't do four things that absolutely need to happen. And so I tend to cover really important issues here, just kind of throw them out there. Then it gets mixed in with all the other news and information, so I'm going to wait till the next segment. I'm going to lay these four things out. We've already talked about these four things a lot. I'm sure you'll agree with these four things. And I intend to open the phones up and say, are there other things you'd like to add? Because I'm going to shoot a special report this weekend to the president with graphics and documentation that I know will end up getting to the president. He likes five-minute-long briefings. And we're going to get it into his hands dealing with the massive, unparalleled, just incredible, amazing levels of criminal activity going on in this country. And really the fact that if he thinks the revolution to overturn his election was serious, he ain't seen nothing yet. And neither have we. So I'm going to do my best to lay that out and then get to all the other news. We come back and I'm going to open the phones up today to get your specific take on what you think needs to happen in 2020 and what curveballs you think the establishment are going to be throwing. And I'm going to try to be as calm as I can, because once I plunge into the news and information, I get in a hurry to try to cover every facet, and I tend to miss the forest for the trees, as we all know. But this is really, really critical information that's coming up. So however you're listening, however you're watching, please get others to tune in, because it's vital this information get out. The establishment wants us off air for a reason. They know we've got their number and know how to defeat them. Okay. That said, also, we are listener supported. You have seen the unprecedented draconian attempts to destroy us. Only your word of mouth has overcome their attempts to block our transmissions. Only the support of our great AM and FM affiliates as well, and your diligence out there spreading the word. But also financially, you hear radio stations have sponsors, and the GCN network we're on has some sponsors, but that's not what funds our operation. It's you directly buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it very, very easy. We have the best supplements, the best vitamins, the best nutraceuticals out there you're going to find, period. And we have great books and films and T-shirts and a lot of other important information. And it's just an ongoing fight to keep this place afloat in the face of what the establishment has been trying to do. And I'm not complaining. I'm not a victim. We're targets. And so I would just encourage everyone to understand that just like our information is game-changing and accurate and over-the-horizon radar, the products we've got are amazing as well. I mean, just take our Wake of America coffee. I think it's the best coffee I ever had. I found that I could get it organic, wild-harvested from southern Mexico, right on the Guatemala border, from the Chiapas people. And we've been selling it for 10 years. It's super popular. The same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $5 to $10 more a pound. So Wake Up America Coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. And you just sign up for AutoShip. Every 15 days, every month, every 2 months, you just click a button. It comes whenever you want. You cancel any time. You get an additional 10% off. It has 800 reviews on Power Reviews, a 4.9. No other coffee has that on Power Reviews. 98% review. 98% review, 4.9 stars. Wake Up America Coffee, two different types. There's also the Immune Boost. And then you just support the broadcast, get great coffee. And it's a win-win, and defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Thank you all for your support. We'll be back with the four things Trump must do.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jones here on this Thursday, May 16, 2019 broadcast. We've got some really important, informative guests today. I'm going to open the phones up, starting in the next segment. I'll get the number out and so much more. But let me right now lay out four big pillars that if the president doesn't act decisively on these, he doesn't have a hope, he doesn't have a prayer, he doesn't have a chance in hell of winning the 2020 election. Now, it's not a status symbol or something to brag about that the president knows that we cover a lot of accurate information, that the president obviously retweets and promotes InfoWars. That's why they're trying to shut us down. They think he just won't get that advice anymore if we're off the air. Well, I mean, the jig's up. The general population, other talk show hosts understand the real paradigm of deep state, global governance, who the players are, what the philosophies are. So there's no really putting that genie back in the bottle. I don't want to say we've outlived our usefulness, but let's just say this. This audience supporting us, helping us relaunch Americana, real politique, how the world really works, has changed the world. And so I salute all of you. Now, that said, it's up to us now to just keep hammering this to the president, keep hammering this to Congress, and more members of the House, more members of the Senate are saying exactly what we're saying because what we're saying is common sense. But most people, even good conservatives in Congress, get caught up in the tar babies of the topics and the subjects that mainstream corporate media puts out. And so we get sucked in to their fantasy lands instead of looking at the facts. So here's the four pillars, then I'll walk through them. Number one is communications and election integrity. So I'll call that one pillar. Communications of the American people, the capacity to communicate beyond just free speech, just communications. And that ties into election integrity and the Democrats' long history of election meddling and the fact that they've been caught in the last election doing it and have been trying to overturn this election and are now involved in draconian level censorship at a level never before seen in the world. Big tech at the behest of the Democrats and deep state has outstripped anything the Chi-Coms have even done yet. And, of course, I'm the test case, along with a few others. So that's where we are right now. If the president doesn't act on censorship and on massive manipulation, he will have the 2020 election stolen. There's no doubt he's going to win. All the numbers show landslide. He had a landslide in 2016. We predicted a landslide, but I said the wave is going to be partially blocked by a seawall of fraud and people voting the names of the dead and fake polls. So it's got to be a massive tsunami to make it over the seawall. It barely did. I mean, some CNN polls they were sampling 30-plus points for Democrats against Trump. And so, of course, Hillary was winning by 67%. It was to create that bandwagon effect, that giant fraud effect On average, they were sampling 15 points more for Democrats. I remember the day of the election. Why were the polls all wrong? Oh, they think 2 years later, soon to be 4 years later, you won't have a memory. So Trump has to step up to the plate and fight the election fraud that's already unfolding, people voting the names of the dead, the attacks on free speech. We've got to have communications, and we've got to have real integrity in elections to block the feverish cheating and corruption we've already seen from the Democrats. So that's the number one pillar, communications and the integrity of the election. I put that together. And again, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, instant messaging. Now they want WhatsApp that helped the new leader of Brazil get elected. They don't want conservatives to be able to text person to person. They're having CNN investigative reports. Does Jones have one? Is he talking to people on it? Ban him. Because they know, as I've been saying for a year, text messages. Send out our articles on text messages. People open them way more often. It's the way you get around the censors. Well, now they're trying to go in and saying, well, AT&T might block conservative tweets or conservative text or, oh, well, WhatsApp's already starting. It's here. Beyond 1984. So that's the number one pillar. And we'll flesh out what we think the president should do and some of the actions he's now taking when we come back. But let's get to the other three pillars quickly. Remember, communications, integrity of election, and the fact that most people communicate now over Facebook, over Twitter, over apps, which are being surveilled and controlled in real time. So that's, we've got to have integrity of just communications in this country for the people to communicate, for us to have our populist message win. Number two. And Trump's already taken action on this to a great extent. But you watch, the Federal Reserve is private, foreign-owned. It's going to sneak attack. The Chi-Com's own, you know, part of it, basically. And now they're dumping U.S. Treasuries. That's good. Just they should just divest and, you know, get out of it. But we're in a real war. And there's going to be economic warfare trying to sabotage the economy ahead of the election. That's obvious. Trump knows that. He's already grabbed the establishment by the short hairs. He's already let them know that he understands what's happening and unfolding. So they did 8 hikes in interest rates in the first year of Trump, year and a half. They never did one under Obama. And again, that was to kill this recovery. Once the economy got up to 4.8%, they totally panicked to drive it back down. Trump threatened to remove the leadership of the Federal Reserve and exercise power for the first time in 105 years over the private group that has the name Federal. That's all. It's federal about it. So they backed off for now. But he's got to secure the economy, he's got to stand up for the economy, and he's got to understand they're going to try other tricks to try to plunge the markets and other things to blame him ahead of 2020, that we're going to be in the thick of the campaign in just 6 months. So that's number two, is secure the economy, realize the alien globalist Federal Reserve will run sneak attacks, so he needs to continue to laze them politically, light them up with a spotlight so they know they're being watched. Then the president obviously has to secure the borders. And I kept saying declare a national emergency, but I meant a real national emergency as commander-in-chief, like Eisenhower did back in 1958, and actually secure the border when we have a collapsing border and we have hundreds of thousands a month getting caught coming in, we know of, overwhelming the courts, overwhelming ICE, and then they're releasing up to 10,000 every few days. That's a broken border. That's a collapsed country. And the American people, if you don't take decisive action, will know you've been involved in dereliction of duty. Okay, you got a few extra billion from the Pentagon. You're trying to put a Band-Aid on a leg that's cut off. You've got to put a tourniquet around it. So, defend the borders. Exercise executive power. Declare a real national emergency, not a law enforcement emergency on funding. A true national emergency under the commander-in-chief to defend our borders. And the fourth thing the president needs to do when we come back on the other side. Remember, the globalists work around the clock to stop these links going out. So get them out. NewsWars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us. I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
No brag, just fact. I am one of the earliest individuals, other than Ann Coulter, to predict that Donald Trump would become the nominee for president in 2016. I said that in 2015, and that he would end up winning the presidency, that there'd be a worldwide populist movement overriding the globalist. But isn't nationalism and free market and freedom a lot more popular than authoritarian globalism? I mean, I'm betting on humanity, but I could also basically see the tea leaves. And so I've already covered, if you just joined us, the three pillars. But if you just tuned in, you've got to have communications for election integrity. If not, it's election meddling. And under that is the whole crisis of people voting in the names of the dead, which is an official Democratic policy for 100 years, which is now done in an industrial, organized scale. You got that? The Democrats run a holy jihad. They admit they're engaged in fraud. They admit they're letting illegal aliens vote all over the country and all over the world. So we've got to have a stop to the censorship, at least to fight back. We've got to be aware of election fraud. That all goes under communications. And then, of course, we've got the attack on the economy. That's got to be stopped by the private Federal Reserve. And Trump's done that so far. But they're going to come back. You better believe it. They always do. And then, of course, we've got the open borders. The fact that it's his job and his duty to put the regular military there and to turn these people back and not let them overwhelm our asylum system, which they're doing by design, and let all these diseases and the rest of it pour in that the system admits is happening. And then there's the fourth one. I don't like Venezuelan dictator Maduro. I don't like the Shiite Iranian dictatorship and the clerics. But that said, I don't trust John Bolton. I don't trust the neocons. I don't trust the Democrats. And war is very unpopular with the American people. Sure, it might be popular while the bombs are dropping. People historically will get behind it. But right away, it really hurts the president, it hurts our military, it hurts the innocents that get killed in it, and a lot of times the problem that was already there gets a lot worse. Look at Iraq, look at Syria, look at Libya. And so one of the biggest threats to the Trump presidency and to America's reboot and restart is the neocons. Now, I am very, very pleased that just today the White House and the president has come out and said, we don't want war with Iran, but we are going to have tough sanctions, and we don't think the time is right to strike Iran, countermanding some of the neocon propaganda coming out. Here's some of the stories up on InfoWars.com. This is from ZeroHedge.com. Iran's military on cusp of war, close quote, as U.S. allies pull troops from Iraq. Here's another one from Information Liberation. Washington Post, Trump frustrated by advisors is not convinced the time is right to attack Iran. Trump is not inclined to respond forcefully unless there is a big move from the Iranians. Well, the Iranians are saying we're not attacking Saudi Arabian ships. We're not attacking you with drones. These are false flags. I don't tend to believe anything comes out of the Iranians' mouth, but they don't want a war. Why would you then try to start one? Just like the last four chemical attacks in Syria turned out, our own government now admits, were false flags staged by ISIS and the so-called white helmets to start a larger war and get us involved. Obviously, Obama signaled all of that. When he said, well, if there's any chemicals used, that's a red line. We're going in to take you out. So there's Assad winning all these years, finally completely won thanks to Russia and the U.S., and Trump having a better policy. Why the hell would he launch a chemical attack? Well, here's the thing. The globalists don't control the jihadis. They just fund them and protect a lot of them and let them in under the Democrats and McCain and Hillary and others. They all four chemical attacks, shot videos, we've already played all these, it's been in the news, of themselves screaming Allah Akbar and firing the chemical munitions via mortars. Because they're rock stars. When that's seen on the internet back home in Afghanistan or wherever, they get huge cash donations for their families. They're like Elvis Presley. When everybody sees that back home in Saudi Arabia or wherever they came from on their little Hajj of Jihad, in the happy hunting ground of Syria. And so we've seen this over and over again, and I just don't want there to be a big, fat, juicy false flag. And we're off to war with Iran because Iran is not Iraq. I'm not putting Arabs down. Arabs, I'm sure, are wonderful people. And they do have a warlike, you know, history to them, a slaving history and so much more. But the Iranians are Persians, and they have a whole different history of military attacks and actions. And I can tell you the military I know, going back over 10 years, explained they already have nuclear weapons. They got them from Pakistan. They're getting delivery systems. And we do not want to go to war with Iran, but Saudi Arabia is going to push us into it. And that's basically what's happening here, and it's not a good situation. Most of your ISIS or Al-Qaeda types are double agents in Western intelligence and with Saudi Arabia. A lot of them are radicals. They believe what they're doing, but they're still under Western control to a certain extent. That's why you'll see them sent off to attack a country and brought back into the West. That's not the case with Iran, ladies and gentlemen, and Hezbollah. And they've got Iranian sleeper cells in every town and city. But if there is a major attack on Iran, are going to attack. And they're going to attack not soft targets. They're going to attack military bases and police stations. And here's the problem. I said they don't double agent a lot, except with Obama, there was some double agenting and some deals, and we've caught Iranian groups before staging events and preparing events that are going to be blamed on right-wing groups. So, MS-13 is an auxiliary of the Democrats now. I told you that 3 years ago. Now it's admitted in mainstream news. FBI reports. Hezbollah does some cross-work with Democrats and some of the deep state. And so it can be used as cut-out proxies to basically set up other decoys. So again, this is a real politique briefing to the world, ladies and gentlemen, that the other big fourth pillar is we don't want a war with Iran. They're very close to toppling the mullahs through just cultural resistance. The people there don't want to be slaves. And I just think we need to stay out of it. I'm a little more inclined towards action in my view, you can call and disagree, I'll give the number out in a moment, in Venezuela, and I'm not calling for action, I'm saying it's in northern South America. Central America has collapsed, they've set up UN bases to move the migrant groups into the U.S. That's a real collapsed society bordering us with a dictator with people massively suffering. So I'd like to see Maduro go and have real elections and stabilize that oil-rich nation. I don't trust the neocons. They're like inbred mentally ill dogs or something, just like Democrats. They can't ever seem to do good. And so they would do either a Bay of Pigs on Trump and mess up his operation to getting, or they would put somebody in and it would just fall apart and then it's our whole new mess. And it's just a disaster any way you slice it. So the answer is cut off all the funding to Central and South American countries that don't work with us, put the military on the border, and secure that son of a bitch. And if Mexico continues to open up corridors into the U.S., well, then we have to invade Mexico 20, 30 miles in, create a security perimeter. By the way, I'm not joking. That's standard Pentagon doctrine to actually stop just this scenario.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Segment. He's a syndicated radio host and manages one of our fine TV affiliates. He got suspended from Facebook for doing the OK sign. That's right. The left finds new symbols every day to ban and persecute people as the thought police. But I want to open the phones up specifically on the four pillars I laid out of defending free speech for election integrity. That's number one. Stopping election fraud, that all goes in one area of First Amendment. And then, of course, defend the economy for the pride of the Federal Reserve. It's already been trying to spike it. And then, of course, defend the borders, but don't let the neocons and the leftists get us into big giant wars, because it's the left today that wants all these wars. They say Trump's this big warmonger, but he's been trying to get us out of Afghanistan, has gotten us out of Syria, and so much more. I'm not just mindlessly defending Trump here. I'm simply defending reality and the facts. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. Toll-free number to join us. We're going to do first-time callers in this first round, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX on this Thursday Global broadcast. We'll take your calls coming up in the next hour into the third hour and fourth hour as well with Matt Bracken. Oh, he's a perfect guest, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, counterterrorism specialist, to get into Iran, Venezuela, and so much more. Okay, obviously, I've got like 50 clips that we'll never get to them all, but we're loaded for bear as always. We've got all the big abortion laws changing towards a pro-life stance and what the left's insane frenzied response to that is going to be. We've got massive Islamic takeover news and censorship against those that even criticize it in any way. But I'm asking first-time callers, what do you think of those four pillars? What do you think of my statement that if Trump doesn't take dramatic action on those, he will lose in 2020? I mean, the big one is not letting us have free speech over modern telecommunications and calling it private company. Well, AT&T's private. They're going to break in on your phone calls, you say the wrong thing, and I'll let you talk? They're actually talking about that now. That's how high-tech computers are. That's how they can surveil and record everything. Just 20 years ago, I'd say they can surveil and record everything in live time. And in the future, they'll stop what you can type in live time. Now Microsoft announced their new Microsoft Word won't let you type certain words and is surveilling you in live time. It's all happening. It's all here. We're in 2019. We are in the future. The future is now. The tyrants are trying to steal control of the future. What are we going to do? All right, your calls are coming up right when we start the next hour. Now, let me hit this. The good news is Trump is saying, I don't want to have a military strike on Iran. But they better stop harassing our ships and boats and provocations, which they have been involved. And now Trump has made the Federal Reserve, private Federal Reserve, back off on raising interest rates. He's trying to secure the border, at least some. But he needs to declare a proper national emergency, put the regular military on there, ignore the courts. It's a constitutional crisis. We're in a crisis. The president has control of the border. That's the executive's purview. It's the president's jurisdiction. First and foremost is defending the republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, securing the borders. That's what the executive does. The Congress allots money, controls the purse. They've given that to the private Federal Reserve. So it's unprecedented what's happening. And he's trying to, obviously, stand up to censorship. Trump urges big tech censorship victims to share their stories. Adan Salazar wrote about this last night. It rolled off the front page of NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. But I'm going to ask the crew to repost it to the top of NewsWars.com. And InfoWars.com, and everybody tweet the NewsWars version. They try to block you on Twitter and everywhere else if you tweet InfoWars. But the leftistards are so stupid that they still haven't figured out NewsWars. That's a great way to get that out. Trump urges big tech censorship victims to share stories. Trump administration builds dossier of social media bias ahead of 2020 elections. And believe me, he's got his people on it. I know, actually, a fella who is involved, I wouldn't say quarterbacking it, but like a running back, a starting running back in this. And I'll just leave it at that. But that's exciting. And, you know, and it's not a pat on the head, too. You know, when we get these calls, and don't so much get the calls from Trump anymore, which is fine. It's novel. I don't even care. Like I've told Trump, hey, you don't need to call and pat me on the head. I just want you to take action. But then I just get calls from folks in the administration or in U.S. intelligence. And none of this is a secret. All my phones are listened to. So the establishment knows this is what pisses them off so bad. And then I get asked, or Rob Dew gets asked, you know, we just get calls. And well, what do you think the best thing is for the president to do on this? Well, send us a report on that. Send us a bunch of articles. And then we send it, and then it goes into a file, and then there's reports. And we're just gathering intelligence on the globalist. And then now the president's just reaching out to you the same way and saying, you're human intelligence on the ground. You know what happened to you. You have the screenshot they sent you. You have how they banned you on Twitter or Facebook. You have what they banned. Send it all to us. Just like Mark Dice got banned on Facebook for a Scooby-Doo meme. Like, type in Mark Dice's Scooby-Doo meme, please. So Jesse Smollett Scooby-Doo meme. You can click images. It's everywhere. And, you know, the old Scooby-Doo, every episode of Scooby-Doo, you grew up learning, there isn't really a monster, there isn't really a Gorgon, a zombie, a vampire, a werewolf, a chupacabra, a Bigfoot. There's somebody who wants to run everybody out of the town so they get the ski resort to have a mine or whatever. Everybody knows about false flags. And they said that was hateful. And so Instagram blocked it, which is Facebook, and then he got suspended for a few weeks. That'll teach you, because, you know, at the end of each episode, they pull the mask off, the monster, and, oh, it's really. Now let's see who's really behind the protest. Gasp, old man Soros. Let's see, if you try to do that, oh, Jussie Smollett staged it. Well. You're not allowed to do that. And so that's just been delivered to the president. It's all being delivered. And then you're going to see TV ads and radio ads and press conferences about it. And then you're going to see moving against the Democrats and big tech admittedly trying to steal 2020 and lying to Congress about it. So good job, President Trump. And good job, audience, who are activists, men and women in the arena, for taking action. I salute you. I commend you. You're really doing it. Keep it up on the campaign trail. Keep it up on the streets. Keep it up on C-SPAN and talk radio and the internet, and don't stop. I got a bunch of examples of censorship we're going to get to, but again, Tom Papert's going to pop in bottom of the next hour. Radio host, heads up one of the biggest Trump fan pages on Facebook, millions of followers. Tom Papert dared show the OK symbol. By the way, I've not been looking for the OK symbol, but I like Rodney Dangerfield. And just old Jimmy Carson, Johnny Carson, all that stuff. So I, for fun, will actually punch up on the television old Johnny Carson. And without looking, man, it's like Johnny Carson doing the OK sign. And it's Rodney Dangerfield doing the OK sign. It's just crazy that they're attacking stuff in the international sign language symbol now of A-OK. Or it's great. It just makes my head spin at a certain point that we let these thought police do this, and this is just crazy. Absolutely insane. All right, we're going to go to break. Please don't forget. Ooh, just flashed it. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we're not here if you don't support us. And I'm not bitching. I'm saying thank you. But you need Ultra 12, double strong than Secret 12, the best methylcobalamin, vitamin B12 out there, the very same methylcobalamin. I just reformulated it and signed a longer-term deal and got a better deal. So I said, I'm going to give you double the strength, the strongest out there that we know of in existence, at 50% off out of the gates. But that special's going to have to end in a week or so. The big special we've been running for the last week and a half, 2 weeks, has got to end in the next few days because we're running out of Survival Shield Deep Earth Crystal X2. I thought it would be our last run. We were able to get more, able to sign a longer contract, got a better deal, and now X3, the triiodine, which is amazing, three types together with the deep earth crystal. That is free bottle of that with your bottle of X2. X2, 25% off. Free bottle of Survival Shield X3. Never had a deal that good. Find out why iodine is so amazing, but only the pure good iodine. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Just peruse the site. Check out InfoWarsStore.com and support the Second American Revolution. Whatever you do, spread the word about those local AM and FM stations. Only you can circumvent the censors. And by the way, you are.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.